At Penn State's Master Gardener Sale, horticulturalists won't find the exotic species they might expect. Instead, shoppers browse through plants they might find growing in the woods and fields on their drive home. Doug and Pam Ford, both master gardeners, see it as gardeners' responsibility to support local ecosystems.
Without those native plants, you don't have the native insects. Without the native insects, you don't have the native birds or the other kinds of life. So it's basically, we need people to reestablish ecosystems, and they can do that in their own backyards.
A local milkweed isn't as showy as a lilac, but Pam says it supports much more life because insects like it.
The more insects you have, the more birds you have, because birds feed their young insects. They don't feed their young birdseed.
Pam says insects, and especially bees, need as much help as they can get. Reports say about 40% of bee colonies in Pennsylvania died off this winter. Over the past decade, colony collapse disorders put a huge dent in honeybee populations. Doug says that surviving pollinators need native species, not alien plants.
And so when you bring a plant in from Europe or from, you know, the Far East someplace, our insects don't know what to do with that plant. They look at that plant and it's like plastic to them. There's nothing there that they know what to do with.
And though those native bees aren't as familiar as European honeybees, Doug says they are really the unsung heroes of the garden.
We like to kind of kid around about the fact that our native bees work a longer shift than the European honeybee.
They start earlier in the morning, work later into the evening, so they have a longer pollination day. They keep honeybees moving, so they're working together, the native bees and the honeybees.
Pam says European honeybees travel up to a mile to pollinate, which makes them vital for crop pollination. But Doug says native bees handle the bulk of other plants in nature.
That's why we push so hard to get people to plant native as much as possible. It doesn't mean they have to completely ignore some of the beauty of some of these other plants. But the fact is, as Pam often says, you have to redefine what beauty is. And beauty is watching life happen in your backyard and in your local habitat.
The Fords say that now is a good time to plant some of those native species. In the meantime, all those weeds and bugs and bees, those are what prove that a garden is alive and well. I'm WPSU intern Kelly Tunney.